The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today, of course, celebrating the feast of St. Thomas More, we get this perfectly appropriate gospel reading, which was not coordinated with the feast. It's part of the regular cycle coming out of Matthew. And so, as the Holy Spirit would have it, it sort of gives us a sense of what motivated Thomas More. I mean, first of all, here is a man who is truly exceptional. And there was a movie about him called Man for All Seasons. And that means he is a man of many talents, of many capacities, of many roles. And he was a man of many roles. My gosh, he was the Chancellor of England. He was one of the great scholars of England, one of the great theologians of England, one of the great political philosophers of England. Let's just say he was a remarkable person, a remarkable father, a remarkable tutor, a remarkable person who really did love people, from every class and way of life. He, of course, has an opponent who's just the opposite, whose light is darkness, Henry VIII, as you probably know. And Henry had a very different view of things. And he was a man who wanted, well, many wives. He wanted many sons. He wanted a lot of wealth, and he relished his power. And then he pushed more to, say, a falsity that many saints had to resist, namely that in the quest for secular power, that secular power could have authority over the church, could even have authority over theological matters, not just canonical matters, but matters of doctrine, by declaration of a secular sovereign, even though that sovereign was a divine right monarch. The point, of course, is More said no. And he knew that Henry had been educated well, and so he appealed first to Henry's sense of theological propriety. And of course, that didn't correspond with Henry's light, which was darkness. It corresponded only with More's light, which was light. And of course, what happens is that Henry says, I'm not interested in theological propriety. Thomas, just make a little exception here and all will be well. I'm not asking you to change the Trinity. I'm just asking you to change a little matter regarding the enduring nature of marriage. Let's get that settled, and then everything will be okay. Just agree to it. And More will not do it. And he appeals then to Henry on a variety of different practical levels. He looks at what will happen if Henry, does this on his own. He will be separated from the Roman Church, which will put him at odds with, of course, the other nations that, he's contending with. And those arguments didn't work. Henry was not interested in it, because what Henry really wanted was more wives so he could be guaranteed a son. And so, of course, we know that this just went from bad to worse. And finally, Henry puts it to More. He says, I expect you to do this. And More says, well, what will you do if I don't? And he says, well, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to have you killed. And More said, you can't do this legitimately. And we know what Henry did. He basically paid a bunch of people like Richard Rich to go ahead and lie. Of course, he did this, through Wolsey and others, to lie at the trial of More. And so, of course, Richard Rich does it. Remember the famous line there in the movie, Richard for Wales? What does it profit a man to lose his entire to gain the entire world but lose his life in the process, but for Wales or sure. And so we get the point there. All these lies have been compactified, and of course eventually Thomas More was so-called by a court of law judged to be an unfaithful citizen of England, and therefore was beheaded. And when you look at it, it is just what our reading today describes. If you're following the light, you just have to do what Thomas More did. You just have to know what theological propriety is, what logical propriety is, what political propriety is, what decency is. And if you're following darkness, if you don't have the light of God, the light of Christ within us, right, then of course we follow a logic that is completely haphazard. It doesn't care about the propriety of logic or the propriety of theology or the propriety of faith or the propriety of politics. It only seeks its own narcissistic, egotistical, and vain ultimate end over against that of God, who is represented by that theological propriety. And More did everything in his brilliant mind with his powers of distinction to persuade Henry to do otherwise, to take such fine distinctions to get out of the matter. But of course, Henry just pushed it to its final conclusion. The absurdity of More's unjust death, but a death that shined forth like the martyrs, proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ even to the point of complete self-sacrifice, a witness to the world that became a solid pillar along with Bishop John Fisher and others to hold the church together in England despite the multiple terrible persecutions. And of course, in the end, that makes all the difference. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.